The Eighth Bite of Christmas. Trees and plants that remain evergreen have always been treasured by humans throughout long and cold winters, but it was in 16th century Germany that the tradition of a Christmas tree began. Indeed, you'll be familiar with the popular Christmas song O Tannenbaum, which means fir tree in German. And it was the German theologist and Protestant reformer Martin Luther who is generally credited with the idea of adorning the tree with lights, having been inspired by stars twinkling through the branches as he took a walk one night. Nowadays, people continue this tradition in many different ways, some opting for an artificial representation of a tree, whilst others still prefer to bring a freshly cut pine, spruce, or fir tree into their homes. Have a look at the attached pages from Dermnet, which looks at some of the allergies that some people can have to these trees. At this time of year, it is worth thinking about the Trojan horse sitting in the corner of the room as being a source of patients' newly developed dermatitis or worsening allergic symptoms. So asking your patients if they have a real Christmas tree could be a very useful question. We'll be back tomorrow with the Ninth Bite of Christmas. I look forward to seeing you then, but for now, thanks for listening.